Am I right? You're at the Sloan Sports Analytics Conference, yeah?
No, actually, I'm heading there tonight, but we have a board meeting today, so I couldn't skip that one.
I got you loud and clear. A little bit scenario, Masai, similar to the Clippers game. I'll ask you. Scheduling's tough in the NBA. There's some losses. You might even look at it on the schedule as a GM and go, well, this is going to be tough for our team, or we're getting this team on their fifth and seven nights at the end of a trip. When you play a team back to back, and a team like GSW that goes in last night and has a tough opponent, is that often just better for you? I know the players don't think that way about it, but do you have to sort of analyze it that way and think, we'd rather have them playing the night before, yeah?
Yes, you would. You know, like, but I think in the NBA, I don't think it matters. You know, like, they have their mindset too. You know, so. I'm sure they're thinking, you know what, we're gonna go into these two games, and we hope to come out with one. You know, like, and they didn't come out with one yesterday, so you know they're coming all out tonight. You know, so the mindsets are sometimes different teams, and but all NBA guys, they're going to win the games. You know, and regardless of when you're tired or off a back to back, you know, like that's the two game season. Larry Bird said it, I think, you know, when he checks his schedule, you know, like, it's 41 games at home, 41 games away, you know, like, and that's all he cares about. No, and everybody go play, you know. So I'm the same way too. I understand, you know, like, there are times when we're tired, and you can tell with our team sometimes, but at the end of the day, you know, like, it's done the same way with every team.
Is it difficult sometimes for you to not be reactionary, like, say, us fans or us media are? And the last couple of weeks is a prime example of that. You win four in a row against really good teams, and you're watching this team from afar, and you think, hey, you're on top of the world. We wouldn't even care who you get in the playoffs. You're playing so well. But then you lose three in a row, and I mean, yes, sometimes people can feel like the sky is falling. How do you keep an even keel, and is that difficult sometimes?
It's the same way with it's such a long season. It's going to happen, you know, like three, four times, you know, like a season is 82 games. And honestly, when I look at it, you know, like, yeah, I screwed in my little office. You scrutinize the team and you criticize, and then you analyze, and you're positive, and you go through all these phases. But that's all within you, you know, like, and within your staff, and you discuss with coach, and for me, it happened. Look at Washington, you know, like, I think they've lost 9 out of 11, you know, like, Chicago, you know, like, every team is going to San Antonio, going through it like a little bit, and Portland went through it. All the good teams are going to go through it at some point, a couple times a season. So when I look at it overall, we're second in the East now, I think, and I think it's going to fluctuate between second and fourth, you know, like till the end of the season probably. I think we're in a position where we have to prepare ourselves now, you know, like, we have to start preparing ourselves for this stretch run and hopefully the postseason, where you know, we can be ready. But you hope that the team starts doing good things, and I think in February, I think I saw that my guy said analytics guy said we're the fourth or third best team in the NBA and on the defensive end of the court, and which tells me that, you know, like, going back to doing some things well defensively, and which is where you want to be.
Masai Ujiri, our guest on Brady and Walker, Golden State in town to play the Raptors tonight. So the trade deadline comes and goes, and I think most people from the outside looking in are fully understanding of you leaving this group together to grow. But was that a concerted effort, Masai? Was there something substantial that you could have done and chose not to?
No, there was none, and we looked at everything that came our way, and there was nothing that really made sense that, you know, we couldn't do in the summer. Nothing that would take us to another level. Now, we want to give these guys the opportunity. We want to give these guys the opportunity to play. And I think our team is still like a growing team. Yes, there's a window in the East. We totally understand that. But I think we also deserve to put this team now in a position where they kind of make the decision for us, where we say, you know what, in the summer, this is what we need, and we know we can climb here and have an effect here. Or because I think these guys deserve that that opportunity. We are a growing team, and you don't want to do anything that is going to hurt your team, I think, long term. And some of the things that came our way were things that, you know, could hurt us long term, and we didn't feel it was the time to do it.
Masai Ujiri, our guest. Last thing before you go, we get a great matchup. Your fans get a great guard matchup tonight. I want to ask you about the evolution of Steph Curry. You would have seen him out of Davidson leading up to the draft. He was picked two spots before DeMar DeRozan. Tell me about what you thought of him then. And hey, he's blown everybody's brains out the last couple of years with how good he's become. And a lot of people think he's going to be, if not the MVP, right there with LeBron. What have you thought about his evolution for 5 years?
It's unbelievable. He's a fantastic, phenomenal player. You know, like there's some players that it just comes so easy. You know, like it's so natural with him, and the feel is so natural. He's a phenomenal player. Like in the running, I think for the most valuable player of the league this year, and he's grown. You know, like players. You know, when he came into the league in the beginning, you know, people. He was frail a little bit, you know, like, but what an outstanding person too, you know, like family guy, you know, like you can character is impeccable. Yeah. You can't overlook that too, you know, like, so they have a great program there and a great fan base, you know, like it's a comparison to us in terms of fan base, but their program is way ahead, you know, like they've had these young players that they've allowed to grow over the years, and I remember we used to call it his video game in Denver when he killed us in the first round of the playoffs, but and that was them growing and just growing, and so hopefully we challenge them and we get a win tonight, you know, if not on to the next one. We're excited about our team. We're excited about the fans. We're excited about the future, and we can go from there. But Stephen Curry is in the running for MVP of the league.